yesterday, listen, I told y'all, in the words of Kevinicus Hardicus,
it's about to go down.
It's about to go down. All right, yesterday, J. Ray Live was in the building with us, taking calls from everybody. And when we decided it was done, because we had done an hour, we said, all right, I mean, we had people on IG Live watching. So we're like, let us put somebody on live and let her do a reading for them. Then they'll see how it goes down. So two guys got on, and she shot them straight. And Davi asked specifically, here's the audio, a little bit of what happened yesterday before we get our caller on, just to set the tone. And you'll hear Davi's question, because most people probably were thinking that exact same way.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you're with Jerry. What's going on?
Not too much.
What's your question for me?
So I have two potential lovers.
Okay, wait. Now, just to make sure y'all understand, he said, I have two potential lovers.
Yeah.
Okay?
So I have two potential lovers.
You have what? Two lovers?
Yeah. And I'm confused. I don't know what to go with.
Go with the second one, because the first one you didn't really want. Yeah, the first one has already run dry. That ship has already sailed probably 65 times already.
Now, she's saying go with the second one because you left it to go find something else. She was just like, look, if you know.
That was her advice.
Yeah. That's your advice. If you got one and then you done gone out to try and find something else. And then he got all like, hey, you done made a lot of boo-boos and whatever. And he's like, oh, yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Like, he admitted it. He's like, I made a lot of mistakes.
And potential lovers sound so casual.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I got options.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, nah, you don't.
Yeah.
Because T is on the phone and hit us up saying, I want to talk on the air. And we got T right now who watched it as well and was a little bit more shocked when she heard this than we found out. Hi, T.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, I'm giving you the floor. I want you to have the floor. I don't want to shape it. I just want everybody to be up to speed. Now I just want to give you the floor, because when you saw that, go.
Is this a potential lover?
Yeah. Do you know this man?
Yeah. Do you know him?
I know him.
Y'all live together? Y'all married? Y'all what?
Okay, I'm gonna give you the backstory. I'm married. Yesterday morning, I was helping our son with his homeschooling work. And my husband was listening to you yesterday, and I heard him on his phone listening to the psychic. And he asked our son to bring him his earbuds, which I didn't think nothing of at first. So then he jumped up and ran outside to, I guess, talk to the psychic. And I found that kind of odd, but I didn't think nothing of it. I kept moving. About an hour later, my daughter called me and said, Mom, did you hear your husband on the radio?
Oh, no.
This morning? I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, you need to go to WOW and IG and look at the live broadcast. She attempted to send me the link, but it didn't work. So at the time, I'm like, okay, I'll listen to it later. So I didn't listen at first. So later on in the afternoon, I was like, oh, it kind of slipped my mind. So I went back and looked at it. And it was all the way to the end. So I looked. I'm like, oh, my God, that's my husband talking.
Right. And that's what we thought. You could see his face.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Like they could see you.
Like, that shocked me more than anything, that you put yourself out there like that, especially knowing how he is. I was utterly shocked that he did this.
Right.
But my marriage been on life support for a while.
Okay.
You know, yesterday I just put an exclamation point on our situation, and I was quite shocked that he would put it out there. We have been going to counseling, trying to work through this. How this came about, how I found out, he's been having a situation with this young lady for 4 years.
Ooh.
Wow.
We've been married for 11 years. I found out about her earlier this year when he purchased a new iPhone, and he wanted to give his old phone to my mom, and he forgot to delete all the pictures in the phone.
So
when I attempted to, add my mom's contacts and all that, that's when I saw all these pictures. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? So he explained to me, you know, how he was feeling about this young lady, that he had feelings for her, but he still loved me, and he wants to try to work things out between him and I. So we discussed about going to counseling. So we've been going to counseling, trying to get on the same page. So our marriage has definitely been on life support for a while.
How's the counseling been going before yesterday?
I mean, I thought we were doing good. This by us being in quarantine has really brought a lot to the surface because I had ordered this game that was on Facebook. It's a relationship game. You have to ask your partner questions.
Oh, no. Don't do that. Oh, no.
But you know what, Orlando? It was the best thing because it snatched the covers off the what has been going on in our marriage.
Right.
Because I needed to get to the bottom line and understand exactly what his mindset was. So one of the questions was, have you ever cheated, which I had already known, but it brought those feelings that I have been suppressing back to surface.
Mm-hmm.
So after we had played the game, the following day, I reached out to the young lady.
Not the other chick? The other one?
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
How did that conversation go?
Good for you.
I needed to know the truth because obviously he's not going to give it all to me. He's telling me one thing but doing something opposite. Even during counseling, I just wasn't feeling that he was being 100%. So I had to do that. So he got really pissed off when I contacted the young lady, saying that I was being disrespectful to her because I reached out to her. And I'm like, what the hell? I'm the one that's been disrespected for the past 4 years. Why are you upset because I reached out to her?
Right.
You just need to be happy that I just called her.
Right, that I didn't pull up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, that would have been the case.
Lord knows.
But I have grown. You know, I'm trying to be even with God. So
God appreciates it. Just let me let you know. He just told me he appreciates it.
Did she tell you anything? Did the side chick tell you any information?
She did. She told me that, you know, he has feelings for her, and she wanted to know why did I decide to still be in a marriage knowing that he has been cheating on me. And I asked her the same question. Why did you decide to stay in a relationship knowing that he was married? Mm. I say one of the things that you probably would not understand is that when you have the person's last name, it puts in a whole different perspective.
Right.
And you being a side chick.
And you got a whole family structure, child, household, stuff like that. So there's a lot to consider.
How did it feel when Jay Ray told him that he should go with the second chick?
It was validation for what I was feeling because I had already told him that I think that's what he needed to do because I have a lot to offer and I felt the need to try to work it out. So if and when I decide to walk away, I have done all I could.
Yeah, I will say, you, just from the peanut gallery here, you have a lot to offer with how you've approached this because there's a lot of key and cause, slashing tires.
She's mature.
Burning clothes that would have happened with about 80% of the ladies that's
80%.
Listening right now.
And I told him that. I said, you just need to be happy that you caught me at this stage of my life and not the previous stage of my life.
Oh, yeah.
Because I would have been in jail. Somebody would have been in the hospital, and it would have been crazy.
Have you talked to him about what happened yesterday?
Yes. After I sent you guys the message that I want to be the confession, I went to him to let him know that I saw the IG. And it's funny because after I sent the message and after I told you I wanted to talk, he came to me like 11 o'clock last night and wanted to tell me how he was feeling about what he did.
Oh, it's too late now, player.
Yeah, I said, well, you know, that's water under the bridge at this point because you did what you did, and you've told me you pretty much validated what we both have been feeling. So I recommend that you just do what you do because I'm done. You know, the life support thing is over. I'm pulling the plug because at the end of the day, I have to walk away with my dignity and my pride.
You tried.
Because as much as I have done as a wife, more than what most wives would have done, you know, that's disrespectful. I mean, if you want to be with this young lady, go for it. Because I look at it like this. I'm an 80%. She's a 20%. So if you decide to blow up your marriage for 20% because you don't know nothing about her other than going to Walt Disney World like on vacation, because that's what a side chick is to me, is a vacation.
That's what was in the photos. You found out that they were going on vacation together?
No, they were at dinner or whatever. I don't even know.
No, she's saying a side chick is a vacation. It's not the life.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So you're getting caught up in a thrill and not the real.
Because no man knows about the other woman till you live with someone. You don't know a person because you go spend an hour or two with that person on a weekly basis or whatever. But if you want to blow up your life because of what you think she has to offer, you go for it. Because I know what I had to offer.
I bought
this man a brand new car. I bought him a brand new sports car.
Wait,
is that going to be for sale soon?
Well, since you're going to be single, there's a lot of people listening. I mean, but let me ask you this. I mean, as far as the way you described it, helping your son with his homework, he's watching our live, which we ain't never going to lambast anybody for supporting the show, but he's over there and he's like, boy, go get me my earbuds. And then he goes outside. Like, that has to be the worst plan ever.
Right.
Like, it just doesn't make sense to us. Like, we get people like the show, but damn, like, your wife is right there doing homeschooling.
Yeah.
And you stopped the homeschooling to go get my earbuds so I can join in on this thing. But now I'm going to be stealth and go outside.
Yeah, because I asked him, like, was this planned? He's like, he didn't expect to be called upon.
Right.
So he had just sent, like, an IG message and, you know, he was in love with two women or something, but he made it sound like it was two lovers.
Yes, he did.
A wife and a lover. And I'm like, why did you just tell the truth? Because that sets the whole dynamics differently. I'm a wife. I'm not a lover.
Mm, right.
Yeah, y'all been together for 11 years.
Where do you guys go from here, T?
You know what, Davi? I don't really know, because after the conversation last night with him, you know, he wants to try to work things out, but I'm just done at this point because for you to take it to that level that you felt the need to get someone else advice of how you should be, and the advice that she gave you tells you need to move on. And I asked him, is that what you want to do? And he's like, I don't know. I'm stuck. I'm struggling with it. I said, well, I'm going to make it easy for you.
Let's not make it easy for him, but I don't want you to speak for him. He spoke. He had his time. What do you believe in your heart is the right thing to do?
Well, you can't control who you love or you like. I'm a firm believer of that.
Right.
So, you know, if you feel as though that I'm not enough, then go for it. You know, go out there and chase. As I say, go chase your 20%.
If he comes back today and says, listen, I heard you on the air, and I'm sorry I did that to you. Let's just forget her. And I want to, because a lot of ladies are totally rolling their eyes because they have heard this speech from men who have made different mistakes.
Yeah.
So what do you say? And I mean, I know you can't control, and there is no wrong answer. You can't control who you love. But what do you think if he makes that last ditch effort? How do you think you're going to feel?
I mean, he attempted that last night. And this morning I woke up and I felt like a weight was lifted off my shoulders because I've been carrying this secret around for so long, and I have not been able to share with anyone because I've been trying to give him benefit of the doubt.
Right.
But for yesterday, by him going on live and putting it out there, he obviously was struggling. And so I'm not struggling with this anymore.
Wow.
It's just time. It's just time, because when you have done everything you can do and that person does not see that worth anymore, I have to look at the fact that I am still young enough to pull it. You know?
Okay.
So
good
I
for
need
you.
To move on.
Yeah, young enough to pull it, but established enough to give somebody a call. Let me tell you. There's some side chicks and some heebie-sheebies out here that ain't really can't pull it off like that. So you ahead of the game. And honestly, the fact that you were doing the homeschooling and taking care of the child while all this blankery happened just makes people just empathize with you even more.
Big
because
time.
you were standing on your own too, and he's out here dipping and dapping in some really like just
a good mother, good wife.
Really a good look.
The thing that y'all don't know, the thing that I haven't told you, that our son is my bonus baby. So he was conceived outside of our marriage.
Oh.
So this is like an ongoing thing, but I have accepted my son as my own. And that's one of the things that has helped me here as long as I have, because I am the only mother that this boy knows.
Wait, so he's a bonus baby of yours or from your husband?
From my husband.
Oh. Get out of here.
Shut the front
Stop
door.
It. We are not even doing this.
This is anymore. His child that you taking care of that ain't yours, but it's yours because you've loved him like it's yours.
Of course. He's my heart.
Okay. Good for you for finally deciding to leave. You deserve so much better. I think everybody listening right now just can't. You just drop the mic. I cannot believe that. You don't deserve this at all. And you know what? You still got it. Go ahead and go get it.
Oh, yeah. And that's why I feel relieved this morning, because I was struggling. Should I call you guys? Should I reach out to you? All day yesterday, that's how I felt. And I said I need to get my story out because it's the secret that I've been holding on for so long. And it's just time. And as much as I love my husband, I love myself more.
There you go.
And I have to, it's going to be hard for me to part ways with my son, because legally I have no custody battles or anything I can go with. It's his child. So
the investment that you put in with a kid like that is always going to bear fruit. It's like a seed. So you can keep you whether you want to keep in contact or how much is maybe up to him and you to kind of figure that out. But I will say that there was another live that happened yesterday where a guy came on who's basically doing kind of the same thing, because guys tend to do it. And Jay Ray told him, more importantly, what does it say about the girl who's allowing you to do these dirty things and come back to her? What does it say about her? Because you're talking about, you know, you want to fix yourself for her, but she keeps taking you back. So what does that say about her? And I only bring that up because you're doing the right thing. And even though your heartstrings are going to pull you in and out and try and get you to like to soften up so he can try and slide in yesterday and try and soften the blow, you got to remember you're doing the best for you, because you said you love your husband, but you have to love yourself enough to say, I'm not going to put up with these kind of things. And that's the major focus.
T, if I could just read you a text that came in real quick. It says, wow, thank her. I really needed to hear her strength. My man's been doing the same thing to me, and I'm going to take her advice and just walk off.
There's a lot of people who are touched by your story.
So much support
in right now. So I wanted to just make sure we remind you that loving yourself is not wrong and should take the lead, because if you people see you loving yourself, they got to compete with that love. I was always told that. So if you love yourself, whoever comes in your door has to compete with how much you love and treat yourself well. And this guy made decisions yesterday that weren't smart. So is there anything you wanted everybody else to know before we go? Because I want to make sure you get your total experience here.
I mean, I just want, you know, man or woman, it doesn't matter. If you're in a relationship and you've given it all that you can and that person just doesn't appreciate that, you know, you just have to walk off, you know. Yes, it will hurt. Yes, there's a lot of things that would happen that you got to figure out later on in life. But when the disrespect is there and that person doesn't value you anymore, hey, what do you have to fight for anymore? There's nothing to fight for.
Absolutely.
And that's just how I feel. I just nothing else to fight for.
Well, we support you. And
I think it's dope that you called up, because, I mean, you know, we were like, it's about to go down, you know, because it's like, we don't know. You never get a part two, you know, we listen to this crazy man on the video. But he had to be struggling with something, because I'm like, yo, we're looking at you, dude. So somebody's going to recognize you. And the fact that your daughter reached out to you, now you got other people in the family pointing and pointing and stuff. And so that's a more public thing. So I totally get why you wanted to reach out. And our heart goes out to you in the situation. But also we applaud you, because it's almost like the theme from Kobe, where like his second act was teed up to be so much better than the great one that we saw. So your second act can be even bigger than your first. So I do appreciate you sharing this story with us and inspiring some people to make moves.
I thank you for taking time to listen to my side.
Keep your head up, T, because you got a lot more going on for you than he giving you credit for. Okay?
You got this, T.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm honestly good today.
All right.
You know, I'm honestly feeling relieved, and I've got a plan, and that's what women do. We make plans, and then we execute. So,
there you go. Just don't execute him.
Yeah, we're just glad you don't execute like you used to, because you know. Thank you, T. Sweetie, have a great day, okay?
You too.
All right. Wow.
Oh, my God. But she's getting so much support on the text right now. She has women in tears right now. They can't believe she's such a strong woman. Fight for the baby. Fight for the baby. That's your baby, too.
But you know what, though? There's so many dudes out there who's like, how messy was this dude?
Yeah.
For real.
How many girls out there, your dude, can be listening to Wild on the Live with J-Ray?
Yeah.
And then say, hey, sir, go get my earbuds for a second. And then leave the house, and y'all know damn well y'all will be peeking out the window.
Yes.
Y'all will be hacking. Y'all would be involved in that phone call. There's no way.
Right. While she's doing the homeschooling.
While she's doing the homeschooling of your baby.
So selfish.
Yo, that's foul.
Yeah.
That is so foul. Wow. Okay. T the MVP this morning.
Yes, she is.